Well, Alec, an exciting contest in the Gordon West Cup yesterday between Strabane and Letterkenny. Ultimately, it was Strabane who prevailed, but Letterkenny may well feel that they should have held on for victory.
Excellent game, Chris. As I said yesterday in my report, now, there was a very good crowd there, and thankfully the weather was dry. But the commitment of both sides had to be admired. I mean, I mentioned a few times, the clear out at the breakdown was absolutely superb. And I've watched quite a bit of AI rugby this year to see, and certainly yesterday's game I enjoyed more because the ball was, there was a purpose to both sides yesterday when they got the ball. You know, they were running the ball well. Strabane forwards and backs were very, very good, as were Letterkenny. Overall, I have to say, it was a very enjoyable game, and one that, you know, it's great to see at that level, and I don't mean that in the wrong sense. Both the new coaches have brought in have obviously done a great job for them. Now, as you say, it was 19-15 at half-time. Matt Kelly, he kicked all the points for Strabane, and Brian McGinley, he'd got all the points apart from a try by the hooker. So it was 19-15 at half-time. And whenever Letterkenny extended that to 26-15 with a superb passage of play, there must have been over 20 faces. The ball was right and left. They got up towards the line and they held it on, and they got over to post, McGinley converting, so 26-15. But then with about 15 minutes to go, unfortunately, they lost a player, a yellow card, and Strabane then forced a five-metre line-out, which resulted in a scrum, and they had too much power and a couple of scrums, and the referee gave a penalty try. So that really brought it back, and then Strabane really got they really got going in that last 7 or 8 minutes, and you could see that they were determined to get it, and eventually they got over with a converted try to leave it at 29-26, and Letterkenny will have been disappointed, but nevertheless, it's one of those situations. They've been going so well in the league, they can concentrate on that now because they're laying second to see maybe if they could get promotion. But overall, Chris, an excellent game on both sides. You can see why they're doing so well this year.
And worth pointing out, and Strabane now will be hoping to go further, that the finalists in this competition, the big prize, Alec, is that they get to play at Ulster Rugby headquarters in Belfast.
That's right. That's what I was saying at the start. You know, I mean, Letterkenny have already been there twice. They won once, and Strabane have been there once but lost out. But, you know, it's a great carrot for all players at that, and that Gordon West Cup Division 3, because the chance of playing, as you say, at headquarters is something a lot of very good players never get, and that's something, you know, that's really... Even you don't come away with silverware, the fact that you've played there is something that you can always put in your CV.
So finally, the message from yesterday's game, these are two teams very much on the up.
I thought, I haven't seen them now for about over a year, and certainly I could see a massive difference, just skill-wise, and I say that was the one thing, the control of the breakdown, the passing of the ball, good kicking, I mean, everything. And as I say, there was a few very big hits that went in, but the game was played in great spirit, and that was the other thing, you know.